Welcome back to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what is new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, we have a special guest. We have with us Mr. George Ross. George was Mr. Trump's attorney for many years and his advisor, part of the Trump Organization. And we're just thrilled to have you with us. Welcome to the show, George.
Thank you. Good to be here.
George, first question is really about managing priorities. And I know we've talked about this or something similar in the past. I personally struggle with finding enough time to accomplish everything that I expect of myself, and I suspect there's many people on the call that feel the same way. And we've talked in the past about delegation as being the secret to multiplying yourself. However, today I'd like to focus on maybe a slightly different aspect. And I know from the way you and I have interacted, you know, often I'll make a request of you, and sometimes you say yes, and sometimes you say no. But what I've observed is that when you say no, it seems effortless for you to say no. And I don't perceive any apparent conflict within you when you do say no, whereas when I say no, sometimes I feel conflicted. Talk to me a little bit about your mindset and how it...
Well, the mindset is that's a really good question, certainly, and a very good situation. It's easy to... You got to learn to say no, and that's the end of it. Don't explain why you're sending no, why you're saying no. If you say no, no, that's it, and there's nothing further really to discuss. But once you start feeling guilty about saying no, the problem that you have is if you explain it at that point, then some people are going to try to talk you out of it if they don't like the fact that you said no. So once you say no, that's the end of it. You made a decision. You should make it fairly quickly, and that's it. You live by it. You don't have to defend a no. It's as simple as that. So you got to get the habit of just, you know, saying no, and that's it. Don't feel bad. It's not easy, but if you're truthful, then that's the end of it. You just tell them, this is my, I hear what you're saying, and I'm giving it careful consideration, but the answer is no. End of story.
It sounds so simple.
It is simple if you do it.
Exactly.
But you feel that when you say no, at that point, the other person has the right to that you've done something wrong. If you haven't done something wrong, you've done right. Because at this point, if you try to defend it, what have you, they're going to try to talk you into it. And then your defense of it is going to be worse than just saying no.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
You don't have to give a reason. So just, you know, end the conversation. And they'll respect you for it. So if you say you want me to tell the truth is, I've listened to what you had to say or got involved, but my answer is no, I'm not going to do it, or I don't think it's right. But that's the end of it. Get used to it. It'll save you a lot of time and effort and certainly a lot of explanations.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when George describes it, it sounds so simple. And since I had this conversation with George, I've actually put this into practice. And over the course of the past week or 10 days, I have found it much, much easier to say no. A lot of the inner tension that I was feeling about saying no seems to have evaporated. I've said no on 4 different occasions in the past week, and a lot of the angst that I would have normally felt just wasn't there. And the fear that I had about disappointing somebody when I said no, that wasn't there either. And I didn't perceive that the person on the receiving end of the no thought anything less of me. They respected my answer and they said, oh, okay, it's a no. In fact, I've discovered that many times less is more. That's one of the reasons why I keep the episodes on the Real Estate Espresso podcast short. Most of them are under 5 minutes in length, and only the weekend edition are sometimes longer when I hold interviews that run a bit longer than just a few minutes. If you want an hour-long podcast, or if you want a 2.5-hour podcast, by all means, there are other shows out there for you. That's not the Real Estate Espresso podcast. In about the time that it takes you to make and consume your morning espresso, you get to hear what's the latest in the world of real estate investing. In the meantime, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.